Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I am at home waiting for my next pickup time, meaning I have the bus parked out front. Shh, don't tell anybody. But anyway, I was watching the news this morning, and in Cleveland, Ohio, there was a woman, her last name was Harding, and the judge ordered her to stand outside on the street corner holding a sign that says only an idiot would drive on the sidewalk to avoid a school bus or something. And the actual news commentary was, do you think it's too harsh of a punishment? And this woman would do it every day to avoid the school bus stop sign. And she would drive up on the sidewalk next to the building that is a daycare for disabled children. And I could not believe that the news even would ask such a question. The judge said that they couldn't give her jail time, but they, a female judge, ordered her to stand outside for 2 days, today and tomorrow, I guess, or yesterday, and then she loses her license for 30 days. Now, I don't think it's harsh at all, in my honest opinion, because then they interviewed the director of the daycare center, and they said that if there was an emergency evacuation, they would have to exit the children out of the side door, which is the door that this woman passes, and they actually showed it on the video clip. And the judge even said that had this driver shown a little more remorse, maybe her punishment would have been, her penance would have been lighter. And I'm thinking, as a parent of a child, you think, why would you, no, I wouldn't want some crazy woman driving on the sidewalk to avoid a stop sign. And then she said to the judge that the driver would hold the stop sign out too long. And, you know, we're not, as a bus driver, as a school bus driver, we are not allowed to, the bus is supposed to be in park. And the emergency brake down every time you load a child in. So imagine how much, you know, it takes a few minutes. And then if the kids are, you know, dawdling and they're talking to their friends, and I'm like, hurry up, sit down, find a seat. And then they can't make up their mind where they're going to sit. I want to sit with Betty. No, come sit with me. Sally, no, come sit with me. And you're like, as a driver, sit down. And they look at you like, what? I don't understand. So it takes a few minutes to a driver sitting behind a bus. You think, oh, the driver's just holding the stop sign out just to, you know, to be a jerk. No, have your child go to their seat. Tell them how to act on the school bus. Keep your hands to yourselves. Don't take anything out of your school bag. Keep your coat and your mittens on, or put your mittens in your backpack. Go find your seat and immediately sit down. Don't stand up and come sit with me, especially when they're little. You know, and they're not fast movers. They're like old people. They do not move fast when they're like, I don't know. So yes, I do not think it is a severe punishment for her to stand outside on the corner holding a sign saying that only an idiot would drive, you know, on the sidewalk. Yes, an idiot would drive on the sidewalk regardless if it's to avoid a school bus or if it's to, for whatever reason, only an idiot. You have a driver's license. You drive on the street. You don't drive on the sidewalk. And I just, why even ask the question if it's harsh punishment? Ugh. Think, people, think. Laterness.